we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. Alabama, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're going to jump in some text messages. I'm gonna leave you guys with a topic that is not political, but it's very, very important. It's like, it's right up there with, cow flatulence and, you know, climate change, just as a whole thing. Lab-grown meat. All right, when I say that, what do you picture? All right, so I've got a stack of resources. Some of y'all may have heard me opine about this before. Lab-grown meat. This is wrong. This is like against the laws of nature. JP, I'm going to read you something. Just the opening paragraph from a recent article in Nature magazine. You ready?
Yep.
Headline: this lab-grown meat probably tastes like beef.
Probably.
You put the word probably. They put the word probably in the title.
Man, that restores faith.
Yeah, it does. Byline, just under the headline, the byline: cultured meat that tastes and smells more appetizing could enhance public perception of artificial steaks. You think? So if they make it taste and smell more appetizing, maybe people will like it. No, I think what we really want is the flappy piece of flesh laying in the petri dish that they grew with some cells that perpetuate. Just say it. Here's the paragraph. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Opening paragraph of the article: meat grown in the lab has been hailed as an environmentally friendly, cruelty-free alternative to conventional chops and steaks, but struggles to replicate the taste of the real thing. Now researchers have engineered cultured meat that releases beefy flavors at high temperatures, a development that could improve its appeal to diners. So not only are they now faking the texture, they are also faking the smell and the taste. Because it's fake! So just saying, lab-grown, and I don't know, what do you picture when I say lab-grown meat?
A little petri dish, yeah. With something like mutilate, like slowly growing, you know.
Have you ever seen jellyfish wash up on the beach?
Yeah, something
that's
like that.
That's what I'm, just put maybe a tad more color into it, and it just lays there flappy and gross. All right.
Not very appetizing.
Just by the way, the lab-grown meat industry is tanking.
I wonder
just
why.
Just so you know. Headline 2 days ago from the National Pulse: the lab-grown meat industry demands public subsidies because no one's buying it. So when you can't settle anything in the public sector, quickly turn to government and say, but climate change, can you please help us? All right, so the laboratory-grown meat industry, it says in the National Pulse, faces significant challenges securing the necessary funding to sustain itself. That's called the private sector, by the way. That's called the free market. You build the better mousetrap, people will flock to it. If it sucks, they won't buy it. Various sectors within the agri-food tech are seeing steep decline in their investments since early 2022. According to preliminary data, funding in the laboratory meat sector, apparently there's a meat sector, lab meat sector in the market. The laboratory meat sector peaked at $989 million in the year 2021. That decreased to $807 million in 2022. And then it dropped a 78% whopping drop to just $177 million was invested in the year 2023. In other words, people went, this is neat. This is, we're out of here.
This is cool. Oh, this is gross.
This is gross. All right, I'm going to read you something that really got me. First of all, they are moving to what's known as cultivated meat. They're trying to get away from the idea of calling it lab-grown meat. So they're calling it cultivated meat. That's their new tricky word to make you think it's not near as gross as it really is. But listen to this. This is from the National Pulse. It's not like it's a overly conservative try to track. It's a straightforward article just talking about investments and all that. At the end of the article, though, it says this: lab meat also comes with a range of potential health issues being in a product of immortalized cell lines that replicate in perpetuity like cancer. What?
Just a little concern.
So basically, they've got this stuff that is like almost like, you know, the perpetual motion machine. It just keeps growing in the Petri dish. That's how it grows. They feed it. It grows. It's a little beast. You're eating something that was growing, which apparently they're saying there's some concerns that maybe it just keeps on growing. So you're taking something into your system which has the ability to replicate in perpetuity like cancer. I'm just saying, back away, like now. States are already banning this stuff. Florida banned it, and the lab-grown meat company immediately sued to have the Florida ban enjoined. They judge, give us a chance. Just don't let them shut us down in Florida. And the judge, as of 2 days ago, said, no, you're not gonna be able to stop the ban. The ban continues. You can keep the lawsuit going, but the ban is still in place. You cannot enjoin the law. And so the legislation, which started earlier this year, stays in effect. What that basically means, as a lawyer, I'll just tell you that when you get something enjoined in court, you have to be able to show that you have the likelihood of prevailing on the merits of the case. In other words, your point is well taken by the judge. In other words, the judge did not think their point was well taken. They're out of there. Here's the piece that I wind up this mini segment with, this mini dipper. Story that I pulled off of a defense industry news site. Dateline, 2 months ago. Lab meat for soldiers. Up to $500 million taxpayer dollars earmarked by the Department of Defense for cell-cultured meat research and development. We now have $500 million of our defense budget being spent in grant funding for the development of lab-grown meat products by a manufacturing company called BioMade. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is not taking it well. So Representative Don Bacon, who's a Republican from Nebraska, substituted an amendment to the Rules Committee, yada, 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 and the amendment would have prohibited the use of DOD funds. Well, the amendment did not pass, and so now we have DOD funds earmarked to research whether we should feed fake lab-grown meat to soldiers. I'm just saying, if that's not a clear indication of what the Biden-Harris administration has been like, I don't know what else is.
I'm sure that will help recruitment. We're going to feed you lab-grown meat.
Yeah. Come join the military where we'll teach you how to help us to be more diverse and celebrate your ability to get taxpayer-funded transgender operations. And oh, by the way, feed you meat from a Petri dish that perpetuates its cells just like cancer. It's awesome. In the Army, be all you can be. All right. There's my mini rant against lab-grown meat, and I do. I really feel like when I picture lab-grown meat, all I can picture is something that washed up on the beach, and it lays there looking flappy and pasty and gross and kind of slimy, and apparently they say it also comes from, what do they call it, cells that perpetuate in perpetuity.
In other words, cancer.
Just like cancer. But oh my God!
What is the? Are they trying to stop people from eating cows because of the cow farts that are causing climate change? Well, if the people aren't eating cows, then there's going to be more cows.
Well, cow
right?
flatulence is ruining the world.
You know what's funny is in middle school. I won't say what middle school I went to, but it was a very liberal middle school, and that was part of our curriculum where we watched a documentary about cow farts.
No, you did not.
And how it's
your teacher made you sit through a cow fart documentary.
And the name is blanking on me because it was a hilarious name. But yeah, the film was solely dedicated to how cow farts are causing climate change.
It's a wonder you turned out as good as you did.
Yeah.
Brian from Huntsville checks in. He says, lab-grown meat failing? Their DNA came from President Biden and Kamala Harris. It's too raunchy and tastes like a chicken. Can't show up for dinner. Oh, my gosh. Lisa from Huntsville says, and this is how the zombie apocalypse begins.
Yeah.
Yes. David from Bucky says, Phil, fake meat and EVs, same story, different names. Both fail with consumers. So they ask for tax dollars that we give the government. Maybe if they would build a better mousetrap, yes, ideally that would be the free market, and it doesn't work that way. Dustin from Hillsboro, can you order the faux meat with extra flavor like you can order it well done? I don't know. I mean, is it kind of like the McRib sandwich that comes looking like it really is like been pressed into a shape? I don't know. JT, Lacey Springs, lab-grown meat is like the white in chicken poop. It's still chicken poop. I don't know how to take that, JT. I'm just going to let that ride. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I would eat an armadillo before I would eat lab-grown meat. Possum on the half shell. And then Brian from Huntsville again says, lab-grown meat designed for Haitian refugees in Michigan. Wow. Wow. Brian. Brian from Decatur says, just step back and realize that liberal Democrats care more about cows and animals than they do human babies. Yes. Yes, it is true. And then we get a picture from Jeff from Indiana as a timeline cleanser of the big inflatable slide for the kids. He's got a party going on, apparently.
And he also asked what a lab-grown pickled egg would taste like.
Lab-grown pickled egg? Tastes like chicken. All right, take us to a break, JP. Last break of the day, getting you guys all the way to go-home time. Go ahead and find your keys, get your lunchbox, pack up the briefcase. It's time to go home for the weekend. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.